o'clock, the 23rd, and then.
All right. Yeah. Adios, senor.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, Destiny.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, doesn't the interview continue?
Well, what do you mean?
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Hello. Whoa. There's like a, the mic's a little weird. That's fun. This is, oh God, I don't know if you can hear that. This is No, and you're listening to 9.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We just listened to Our Song by Radiator Hospital. Classic. If you're a typical Thursday morning at 12 a.m. listener, you might be like, hey, this isn't the host of Hyperreality. And you'd be very astute, because I'm in fact not the host of Hyperreality. My name is Noah, as I said, and I'm subbing, which is a great time. And I'm also the show after this one. So we got a huge two hour set going on here. We're going to laugh, we're going to cry. Hopefully this microphone is working. Hopefully you can hear me. I think you can hear me. And yeah, I don't really have much else to say. Again, we just listened to Our Song by Radiator Hospital. Classic. I already said it's a classic, but it just is a classic. It's just like, it's one of those songs where you feel like the vocals are just grating, but at the same time, it just rules. Like, it's one of those songs that just grows on you. And it has, in fact, grown on me, if that's so controversial to say. Well, we got some fun tunes. Sorry, I'm kind of stalling right now. We got some fun tunes to play today for the next hour and 55 minutes. So I hope you're excited. I know I'm excited. So without further ado, we're going to keep playing. Again, hopefully you can hear the music. I think you can. One can only hope. And yeah, okay. Here's Radiohead.
Thank you.
You made of car, you couldn't hide your way out of a paper bag. You got lucky, you ain't talking to me now, little Miss Plucky. Pluck your eyebrows for the crowd, get on the airplane. You give me stomach pain, I wish that you were here. We would have had a lot to talk about. We had a deal then, we nearly signed it with our blood and understanding. I thought that you would keep your word, I'm disappointed. I'm aggravated, it's a fault I have, I know. When things don't go my way, I have to blow up in the face of my rivals. I scream and rant, I'm a quiet and a rival. The men are surprised by the language. They act so discreet, they are hypocrites, I fuck them too. Dear, if I could have a second skin, I'd probably dress up in you. You're a star now, I'm fixing people's nails, I'm knitting jumpers, I'm working after hours, I've got a boyfriend. I've got a feeling that he's seeing someone else. He always had a thing for you as well. Blow in the face of my rivals, I swear and run, I make quite an arrival. The men are surprised by the language. They act so discreet, they are hypocrites, forget them. So fuck them too.
Okay, whoa. We just listened to Dress Up in You by Belle and Sebastian. Just before that, we listened to Everyone Says by the Brian Jonestown Massacre. Excuse me. And right before that, we listened to Knives Out by Radiohead. Sorry, it's a great Radiohead song. I don't make the rules. That guitar riff is so good. I don't know how they thought of that. Well, I'm like, it's not insane. But it's so good. It's so good. Every time I hear it, I'm like, yeah. Like, that's a song that is just a pure walking song. Like, you listen to that when you're walking, and you're like, yeah, this rules. Like, that's just the only way I feel about it. I haven't listened to a lot of Amnesiac, actually, where that song is from, the album. And it's terrific. Underrated. Is it fair to say it's underrated? I'm gonna say it's underrated. None of you can stop me. Everyone Says by the Brian Jonestown Massacre. I don't know why I like that song. I don't even like the BJM. Is that what they call it? Brian, the BJM? That much. But this song is good. I don't know, it just feels very, like, 90s, 2000s, in, like, the best way possible. It's kind of got that, like, I don't even know the genre. It's definitely not, like, slowcore. Slowcore is fake. It's not a real genre. But it's definitely not that. What people say is slowcore is not that. I don't even know how to describe it. But it's just good. It's just simply good. And then Dress Up on You by Belle and Sebastian. Great Belle and Sebastian song. I am such a Belle and Sebastian guy. that they rock. That song is so good. It's just a funny subject. It's just like being really jealous about some person. And it's just so full of spite. It's awesome. It's so awesome. More artists need to write like they're just mad at the people, the everyday people. I think it's great. It's, again, as I've said, it's awesome. So yeah, I got more fun music to play. I hope you've, and you know, subsequently you have more fun music to listen to if you're still tuning in. So without further ado, I'm gonna play said music. So here's the Magnetic Fields.
Yeah.
give me so much more than I can hope to repay. Situations rise and fall, but they don't belong to me. I can't get inside them, can't pretend that I see. Caught up in my dream, won't get free. You start to get the feeling you're lost out at sea. Tell all the old men, stop telling tales. Nobody really believes in chasing white whales. Oh, you don't know what love can do to a fool like me. You don't know what love can do to a fool like me. Lying underwater, looking up at the surface light, shining so alive and playing games with my eyes. Footfalls on the cobblestone echoing in the fall. I just act at their command, I do tricks like a dog. Up in my dream, won't come out. You start to see what the madmen are laughing about. Somewhere in my dream, I already know. Ooh,
and I'm back. We just listened to How Can You Love If You Can't... No. How Can You Live... Wait. How Can You Live If You Can't Love? How Can You If You Do? By Wednesday. Just before that was Veterans Day by Cutworms. And right before that was Born on a Train by The Magnetic Fields. This week I've been in a real Magnetic Fields kick. For some reason I got this idea in my head that I was like, wait, are The Magnetic Fields one of the best American bands ever? The answer is no. I've decided, but this one song, Born on a Train, goes ridiculous. Like, one thing about The Magnetic Fields is they could write a mean pop hook, and that's what they've done there. Like, I don't know, the chorus of that song is like one of the best chorus. Like, okay, maybe it's hyperbolic for me to say this, but it's like one of the best choruses ever. I don't care. I was about to call it a movie. It's a song, but it rules. It rocks. It rules. It's a triumph. Even I would go that far to call it that. Shout out Magnetic Fields. Veterans Day by Cutworms. The first time I heard that song, I was doing my mandated walk around the JCC for non-Tufts people. That's our computer science building. I was walking around because that was my job. And it's cool. Like, you listen to the instrumental and you cannot help but just kind of move your head. It's got a good twang. One thing about me is I love a good twang. That's I'm from South Carolina. That's my southern roots showing through right there. I love a good twang. That song has that. Speaking of twang, Wednesday, I've also been on a Wednesday kick. I am fired up talking about Wednesday. That song, How Can You Live If You Can't Love? How Can You If You Do? It's from their 2021 album, Twin Plagues. It's a great song. I learned this a few days ago. No one told me Wednesday just performed at Tufts randomly last year. No one thought they should let me. I mean, granted, like, I was not like a Wednesday fan like I am now back then. But still, I just that information was news to me when I learned it like 4 days ago. So that's kind of fun. But I've been on a Wednesday kick. I've been on a twang kick. If you're not into Wednesday, you should get on that train. I released a new album this past year that I enjoyed. I think it's like Rats. I'm not going to mess up the album name. Yeah, that's another great Wednesday song. But you know what is not great? That was a pen. You know what is not great? Spring, summer, and fall are terrific times of the year to explore the outdoors. But they are also the primary growing seasons for poison ivy. The leaves of the three-leaf poison ivy plant contain an oily resin that, with just a brief touch, causes an allergic, itchy skin rash in many people, which can last for weeks. Although usually green, new leaf shoots can also be reddish-green, while in the fall, the leaves turn vivid orange, red, and yellow autumn colors. In New England, poison ivy is commonly seen along roadsides, woodland edges, riverbanks, and trails, as well as even sometimes the backyards of Tufts students' apartments. It can grow as a vine around trees, as a shrub or ground cover. It often has shiny leaflets with either smooth or toothed edges that grow in groups of three. Heed the ancient advice, leave of three, let it be. In other words, if you see a three-leaved plant and you don't know what it is, assume it's poison ivy, or poison oak, and stay away. If you do come in contact with poison ivy, it's important to try cleaning your affected skin as soon as possible. Try to cleanse just the exposed area and not spread the oil around. Taking a shower is even better. It may take several hours or even several days for a rash to develop. Be very careful not to touch your affected skin with your hands, and then spread the oil to other parts of your body, like your face, or even more sensitive areas. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Yeah, poison ivy is bad news. You can quote me on that. I'm fine to be quoted on that. Yeah. Okay. I got more music to play. I hope you're hype. I'm hype. We got two British doozies coming up, so... Without further ado, here's some Black Country New Road.
best new six-part Danish crime drama. She steams herself in marble rooms, courtesy of Big Pharma. I lose myself in the light of the TV, courtesy of her father. She buys everything that glows gold in the kitchen larder. Mother is juicing watermelons on the breakfast island, and with frail hands she grips the Nutribullet, and the bite of its blades reminds me of a future that I am in no way part of. And in a wall of photographs in the downstairs second living room's TV area, I become her father and complain of mediocre theater in the daytime and ice in single malt whiskey at night, of rising skirt hems, lowering IQs, and things just aren't built like they used to be. The absolute pinnacle of British engineering. And I am so ignorant now with all that I have learnt. Oh, very heavy. So ignorant now with all that I've learnt. Richard Hell. I am locked away in a high-tech, wrap-around, translucent, blue-tinted fortress, and you cannot fucking touch me. I am invincible in these sunglasses. Cars are going beep, 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 and there are so many roadmen on this street, and you cannot tell that I'm scared. I am invincible in these sunglasses. Modern Scott Walker. I'm a surprisingly smooth talker, and I'm invincible in these sunglasses. We'll be right back.
wish I'm a signer. Can't see the Bigfoot tiger. Chime away, a chime a signer, hub up J day boo for tiger. Chime away, a chime a signer, hub up J day boo for tiger. Chime away, a chime a signer, hub up J day boo for tiger. Chime away, a chime a signer, hub up J day boo for tiger. Chime away, a chime a signer, hub up J day boo for tiger. Chime away, a chime a signer, hub up J day boo for tiger. Chime away, a chime a signer, hub up J day boo for tiger. Chime away, a chime a signer, hub up, J day boo for tiger. Hub up, J day boof. Two choice, Chang change.
take it from me, I'm no mystery. I'm not hiding anything, I'm just pausing to think. If you could feel the heat between my words, well, I'll ask you about it later, cause I know it'll hurt. I'm bracing myself for that impending calm down, but grasping at anything I've got around. They say it gets worse before it gets good. Let's see how deep I can get in the mud while you're settling up with another attraction. I'm just a man of powerless action. Issa says I'm good, but I'm feeling evil. Fishing validation from
Okay, I'm gonna be brief because I just squeezed a song in there. We just listened to Kill Me by Al Mene, I think that's how you say their name. Right before that was The Wheel by Ugly, parentheses UK. And right before that was Sunglasses by Black Coach New Road, the single edition. Gonna be super brief, like I just said. Sunglasses, it is such a good song. It is so good. I was like freaking out over here. I know it's like kind of, it's kind of weird, but it, like, masterpiece of a song. Isaac, I miss you from the band. He left. The Wheel by Ugly UK. I don't know what that song's about. I don't know what's going on with the weird acapella section, but it all works. The climax is insane. This band is also British, like Black Coach New Road. And fun fact, I think it was originally like one of the founding members was the current drummer in Black Coach New Road, but I think I'm pretty sure he left. But that's a fun fact. So shout out to The Wheel by Ugly UK. And then Al Mene. I heard this song for the first time today. Again, with the twang. It's got good twang. I told y'all, I like a good twang. I think they're a relatively new artist, and they're good. So, shout out to Al Mene. Okay, this has been Hyperreality. Thank you all for listening. If you missed the beginning, I'm subbing right now for Hyperreality, but my actual show is the next hour, so I will still be here. I know you're all cheering, I know you're all celebrating and crying from joy. I am too. So you're gonna hear me close out, and then I'm gonna come back on, and we're all gonna cheer and laugh and celebrate. So that's exciting. Again, thank you for listening to Hyperreality. I think Alex will be back next week. I'm not sure. But But this is Noah, and you're listening to 9.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Here's some Yo Lats Hanging to close us out, and I'll be back like in a few minutes. So see you then.
Since you left me, I've been out with other guys, but they don't see the love light shining in my eyes. And when they want to kiss goodnight, I just can't seem to do it right. My heart's not in it, oh no, my heart's not in it. Oh no, 'cause my heart still belongs to you. Cause when I think that someone else has won my heart, I find it's only wishful.